Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, all of last week and most of this week, I've been sharing some things about our ministry here called Camp BIMI or Camp BIMI, we call it. And I've been sharing what we do during that time, but also some testimonies from some of those who've attended and what they've learned. And now this one today is interesting. It's called Deputation Demystified, What I Learned Before Ever Starting. Now, to me, deputation sounded daunting. I pictured endless phone calls to pastors and thousands of miles on the road and living out of a suitcase, all the while asking complete strangers to pray and to give. Even after our family answered God's call to missions, we quickly realized that getting there would not be easy. But as we asked God for help, He led us to people who gave direction for deputation and beyond. Missions directors and pastors, veteran missionaries, and others, many of them we met at Camp BIMI. They answered questions, they relieved our worries, and encouraged us along the way. And God used their counsel to help us make wise decisions and to keep a right perspective. And here are just a few of those lessons we learned from them before we even started. Number one, deputation is first a ministry. While on deputation, we learned to minister to others who were discouraged in the work, pastors and church members, and even other missionaries. Sometimes simply praying with someone makes a great difference. In busyness, our own family can be overlooked too. They need encouragement as well. And we learned to be a blessing to others just as they were a blessing to us. And then we learned that deputation's about building relationships. Some of the best advice we received was to avoid cramming our schedule. Instead, we learned to slow down and spend time getting to know pastors and their churches. And God helped us form friendships with wonderful people. And the focus should be relationships, not just reaching 100% support level. And then again, deputation is an opportunity to impact the next generation. When my wife and I were younger, God used several missionaries to influence our hearts toward the mission field. Once we were on deputation, we learned that God would use us to influence the next generation too. We wanted to encourage today's young people and help churches to stay engaged in missions. And then fourthly, we learned that deputation doesn't always mean nationwide travel. Sometimes a missionary does have to drive a long way, especially if your home base is somewhere like Wyoming. But a missions director gave us some advice that reshaped our thinking. He said, if I could do deputation over again, I'd try to keep most of my support within a five-hour radius. And working intentionally to localize support can lower expenses, reduce family fatigue, and make furloughs more sustainable. And by God's grace, we raised about two-thirds of our support within a five-hour radius from home. And then lastly, deputation can be an amazing experience. Yes, it is possible to enjoy deputation. God wants missionaries to leave the deputation trail with strengthened faith, a solid base of supporters, a closer family, and a heart full of good memories. To this day, our family looks back on deputation as a wonderful chapter in our missionary journey. It will bring challenges, but it also brings real rewards. If you embrace it with the right perspective and focus, it will prepare you for future ministry and bring great glory to God.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.